You've tuned into the WGXC local news update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Natasha Vaughn reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County reached 4,000 COVID-19 cases on April 15th, and Green County reached 3,000. Quote, "I'm hopeful that summer months will come and people will spend more time outside and the numbers will stay low," unquote. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said, quote, "I'm hopeful that we'll never hit 5,000. I can still remember our first case. It was a couple from Taconic, and they had traveled from outside the area and gotten it. Back then, I never thought we would ever hit 4,000, unquote. The Columbia County Department of Health first reported a positive COVID-19 case on March 20th, 2020, and Greene County followed with its first case April 11th. Columbia County reached 1,000 cases on December 2nd, 2,000 on January 2nd, and 3,000 on January 28th. Greene County Public Health reached 1,000 cases December 22nd and 2,000 on January 20th. Read more about this story in HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times-Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo's office won't make public its correspondence with the U.S. Justice Department about the administration's handling of COVID-19 cases in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. The governor's office refused the Times-Union's request for copies of its correspondence with the Justice Department, saying they were, quote, compiled for law enforcement purposes, unquote, and the disclosure, quote, would interfere with law enforcement investigations, unquote. Cuomo earlier suggested they might be released. Previously, on February 10th, Secretary to the Governor Melissa DeRosa and other administration members met with leading Democratic lawmakers, and DeRosa admitted Cuomo's office had withheld releasing full data on COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes because of their concerns about the Justice Department inquiries. That was when the Trump administration was investigating Cuomo's nursing home policies. Now the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of New York are investigating. February 19th, Cuomo said his administration had provided, quote, truthful information, unquote, to the Justice Department, and that it, quote, is a lie to say any numbers were inaccurate, unquote. Cuomo's office also has not released copies of any subpoenas that have been served on the administration in connection with the federal investigation. In January, Attorney General Letitia James' office released a report that Cuomo's policies may have increased the risk of COVID-19 infections at congregate facilities. Read more about this story in the Times-Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that while Radio Woodstock has moved to Hurley, the name remains the same. Radio Woodstock 100.1 FM has left the Woodstock hamlet of Bearsville and moved into the former West Hurley Methodist Church at 1360 Route 28 in Ulster County. Radio Woodstock principal owner Gary Chetkoff said the rock station moved to avoid a rent increase. Quote, "The original vision was to capture the eclectic nature of Woodstock with a varied format that included blocks of folk, jazz, blues, classical, talk, rock, and a heavy emphasis on local and regional news," unquote, the station's website says. Quote, "As the radio industry evolved, so did Radio Woodstock," unquote. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.